now, from the Center for Common Sense Counseling, here's Roland Trujillo.
Well, hello everybody. Welcome to the program. My name is Roland Trujillo, and I am your host for this fabulous program. Now, what do I do? Well, I deal with tough issues here, such as post-traumatic stress syndrome, bitterness, resentment, hurt feelings, anxiety, spiritual emptiness, and so on. Now, there are, well, I guess I could say there are two types of people in the world. One type will never, ever really want to have real answers, because real answers can be a little bit painful at first, but then later they're not painful anymore. But they would rather just eat, drink, and be merry and smoke marijuana. And they want to get themselves involved in their passions. They love their angers and their hatreds. And they love their judgments. And they love, you know, all that sort of thing. And they love their, well, their excitements and their sensual delights. But then there are other people who do have questions that they would like to have answered. They would like to know, for example, they would like to know, who is God? They would like to know, why am I here? What is my purpose for existence? Is there a meaning to life? And they would like to have answers to questions, for example, like, why is there suffering? And why am I suffering? Now, let's get down to some, well, I was going to say get down to the nitty-gritty. That's an old expression. I bet the younger people haven't even heard that one. But what I mean is let's get right into it, shall we? You see, you often see at some of these big conferences that they have, you know, philosophical conferences and, you know, these big meetings where they talk about weighty sociological and religious matters, you know, and they have people from all different groups and organizations and congregations and churches and so on. They get together and they discuss these things. And one of the questions that they discuss is, why is there suffering? Why is there suffering? And that is a good question. But I would say there's an even better question. There's an even better question than, why is there suffering? And the better question is, why am I suffering? Why am I suffering? Now, once again, we have our two kinds of people. Well, let's say three kinds. The first kind is they don't really want a real answer. They don't want to hear that they've been living life wrongly, that they've been hateful or resentful, or that they've been denying the truth, or that they've had grudges against people, or that they're selfish or prideful. They don't want to hear that. They want to hear that somebody else is to blame, so they blame somebody else. Why am I suffering? Well, it's because of this group or that group. See, or this unfairness or that injustice. And then and they revel in their judgments. They judge other people harshly. They even judge God. See? Then there's a second class of person who suffers and doesn't like it. And then, and very often, being human as we all are, does blame other people. Typically, they blame their parents, blame the school, blame the government, blame the political party in charge, and so on and so forth. But then eventually, they say, well, what am I doing wrong? What am I doing? It's bringing this upon me. And when their quest for answers is sincere, then they will know the truth. And the truth will set them free. So there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Now you know what today's program is about. Fasten your seatbelts. Enjoy this very, very, very important message, and then I shall be back. This is a special message for friends of the Common Sense Broadcast who don't use email but who would like to communicate with us.
I would like to personally invite you to write to us. We'd love to hear from you. Send your cards and letters to Roland Trujillo, 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. While you're at it, ask for a free copy of our newsletter or request a free brochure. Once again, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo, 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Roland Trujillo. I am a philosopher. I am a metaphysician. And yes, I do call people to repentance. Yes, I do. That's what I do. I call people to repentance. And what is repentance but a change of mind, a change of heart? See, for a long time, look, if you are like most people, when things started to go wrong when you were a kid, when you were a teen, a lot of times you blame your parents. You blamed your mom, your dad. They were too harsh, or they were mean, or they didn't have enough money, or they... something or other. See what I mean? You blame them. You might even blame them because of the circumstances you are, the race you are, place in the world you are. Yeah, you blame them. It's their fault for not having enough money so you could go to a better school, or so you couldn't get a laptop computer like, or go out with the other kids like the others did. Your parents wouldn't let you, and so you hated them for it, and so on and so forth. So you blame them. Then later you have a boyfriend or a girlfriend, and you blame her for her troubles. Boyfriend, you blame him for being rude and crude, and so on and so forth. And you blame your husband, you blame your girlfriend, you blame your wife, you blame your boss, you blame... See, we go through life blaming. But at a certain point, we have to stop and say, well, now, wait a minute. Now, why am I so resentful? Why am I so unhappy? And you look around and you see other people that are in the same circumstances as you, and yet somehow they manage not to be resentful and hateful. Or you see other people who were born in the same circumstances, and yet they somehow rise above it. See? You see other people that aren't mean and hateful and resentful and bitter and blaming. And see? And chances are, as you get older, you begin to see that you are like your parents. When you were a kid, you blamed your parents. You judged them harshly. But then when you become a parent yourself, then you begin to see that you're just like your parents. There you are, being impatient with your children, or yelling at them, or being selfish, shuttling them off to school and dumping them with strangers at daycare or preschool or something so you can do something else, and yelling at them and being impatient and pressuring them and not having time for them. And see? So there you are, just like your parents. Or maybe you're a decent parent. Your kids, you see them blaming you, accusing you of being mean or harsh, or you see, so it's the same old thing. So now that you walk a mile in your parents' moccasins, you begin to see that maybe they weren't so bad as you thought. And now you feel bad because you realize that you hated them. You resented them. See? Well, so now here comes a time of questioning. See? Because now you have to begin to doubt that you have always been right and everybody else has been wrong. And this is a good doubt, see? See, there are two kinds of doubt. There's a good doubt. That's when you begin to see your own pridefulness, your own stubbornness, your own evasiveness and selfishness, and you begin to doubt that you've been right, and you begin to doubt that you are right. See? Well, that's good. That's a good doubt. See? But then there's a bad doubt, and that's when, you know, you do something wrong and then somebody points it out and you try to deny that what they're saying is true. You try to deny that you did wrong. You try to prove that you're a good and wonderful person and make everybody else look bad. Well, that's a bad doubt. See? You doubt that you're wrong when you are wrong. So you see how that can be? Well, when you begin to see your own resentment and impatience and hostility and so forth, you begin to doubt your own right, well, then you become amenable to the truth, and the truth begins to dawn like a light shining. You wordlessly see your own wrong. See, in your heart, inside, you see your wrong. You see your impatience, and you're sorry for it. See, you're sorry for your hatefulness and your selfishness and your mean-spiritedness and talking behind other people's back and being cowardly, going along with wrong, not saying anything. You know, have you ever had a situation, for example, when you were at school or something with some other people whose opinion you valued, and all of a sudden there they were talking about another person behind that person's back, and you knew that what they were saying about that person was wrong, but you didn't say anything. You didn't speak up and say, "Now, just a minute now, that's not true." No, you didn't say anything. Why? Because you wanted to remain in the good graces of the people you were with. See? Well, now you think back on such things and you realize that you were wrong. Okay, so now you're ready to recover. You see, the truth is very much part of recovery. A lot of times, for example, let me give you another example. Another example of why truth is so important. See, the truth helps you to have a change of heart. Without truth, how can you have a change of heart? See, how can you see that you're wrong unless the truth is present, making you aware? Now, sometimes somebody on the outside, your child crying, or your husband being unhappy, or your wife, or somebody's hurt when you've said something mean to them or betrayed them, or something. Well, then, you know, when you see their pain, that may awaken you to see the truth, to realize in the light of truth. It awakens you to truth, see. But all they do is awaken you to the truth. It's the truth itself that makes you aware that you're wrong. See what I mean? Now, So do you see now how truth is very liberating? Can you see if you've been carrying a grudge around for a long time? See, now that's the beautiful thing about truth. Now here's the beautiful part. See, if the truth were just truth, well, that would be one thing. But it's a lot more than just truth. The truth is actually what you know in your heart, what you see, what you wordlessly see and know in the light of truth. And where does this truth come from? It's from God. And who is God but your Heavenly Father? Now, what kind of a God is He but when you are sorry? See, when you've done something that's wrong and you're sorry, truly sorry, in His light of truth within, then He forgives you. See? So you come home from work and somebody dumped on you at work and you're resentful. And you come home and then you dump on your child and you're mean. And you're impatient with your child. And then your child goes to her room and cries. And then you sit there and all of a sudden you realize that you've been impatient, that you've been mean. You see it and it makes you sad and it makes you sorry. See? And you're really, really and truly sorry. Well, that's God's light of truth. So now do you see what God cares about? He cares about people. He cares about relationships. He cares about love, about kindness, about patience. And when you're sorry, He forgives you. I'll be right back.
Hello, this is Roland. Highlights from selected Common Sense programs are available at our website, commonsensecounseling.org. Click on Streaming Audio and you'll find programs by topic in Real Player or Windows Media format. Plus, listen to my lecture on how to stop hurting those you love, and find links to all five of my blogs. It's all at commonsensecounseling.org.
If you'd like to communicate by mail, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo, that's ROLANDTRUJILLO, Box 282, 1698 Market Street, Redding, California, 96001. That's Roland Trujillo, Box 282, 1698 Market Street, Redding, California, 96001. Please remember that Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.
Yes, indeed. Remember the child's prayer? Remember the child's prayer at dinner time? God is great. God is good. Let us thank him for food. Amen. Remember that? Well, now you know what kind of a God you have. He's a very great, very magnanimous, very forgiving. And the proof is as near as your own inner being. When you realize that you've been unfair with someone, or when you really and truly and deeply realize it, that you hated your wife, or you did your wife, cheated on her, or that you nagged your husband to death, always trying to change him, always trying to change him, always giving him a hard time. See? When you realize you were impatient with your child, didn't have time for them, or that you betrayed your brother, your sweet brother, or your sweet sister, and you betrayed them because you wanted to go off and have fun with the gang, with the group, with your friends, when your brother needed you to be there for him. See, when you realize such things and you feel and you are sorry and you bear the pain in the light of truth of seeing your own wrong, see, then after having experienced the pain and yes, maybe crying some tears, not in front of other people, but to yourself, then when it's over, you will realize that God forgives you. See, all he wants is for you to see your wrong and be sorry, and then he forgives you. And you will see that he forgives you because, well, the tears will wash away and gladness will return and the sun will shine brightly. Then all of a sudden you realize that you only felt bad in the light of God's goodness. See, but a lot of us, we run from God. There was a beautiful poem written by a nice Catholic man. I can't remember his name now. I should try to remember it, but I think it was called Hounds of Heaven or something like that. And he said, I fled you down the byways and the highways. And see, his poem is about fleeing from God. See, we flee from God. In fact, there was a great and wonderful man, Emanuel Swedenborg, who lived in Sweden. Very spiritual man. And he said that God does not cast people into hell. They cast themselves because they cannot bear to be in the presence of his goodness. You know, like some people can't bear to be around a little child, the brightness of the child, the innocence, the clear seeing of the little child. They can't bear it. See, likewise, people cannot bear the truth. That's why they're always trying to avoid the subject and change the subject and deny and confuse and circumlocute and evade and avoid and deny. And see, most people are engaged in a full-time 24-hour job of denying the truth. They're avoiding the truth, and thereby they're avoiding God. You see what I mean? All right, so now you know what a great and wonderful God we have, the kind of God who can create earthquakes and mighty, mighty mountains and mighty rivers and the mighty heavens, and yet pay exquisite attention to a beautiful flower or a beautiful little butterfly or something. See, mighty things and yet exquisite attention to something very delicate. So likewise, see, he has his standards, and he has his ways, and he doesn't say in the Bible, my ways are not your ways. His ways are much higher. He's much smarter than we are. But all you need to know is that if you're sorry and are willing to change your ways, that he is very forgiving. And so, ladies and gentlemen, I leave you with that thought for the moment as we take this break, and then more about this subject after this important announcement. Hello, this is Roland Trujillo, Director of the Center for Common Sense Counseling. Most of us want to live our lives with calmness, patience, and understanding.
I'd like to talk for a moment about how to deal with life's problems and about a new free offer we have for you. If you could learn to be calm in the moment of a stressful situation, you would not add any fuel to the fire. When the moment of stress arrives, you would influence the moment instead of the moment influencing you. The way to be prepared to meet life with calmness is through a proper meditation. This meditation is learning how to become still before the truth. Through this practice, you will download enough calmness and understanding to meet the day's vicissitudes. By practicing our meditation, you can gain the presence of mind to stand back and observe the moment, see what is needed, and respond with reason and patience instead of upset or resentment. The triumph of responding properly and the delight of gaining understanding about ourselves and others lead to a procession of joys. Defeat turns to victory and fear to a new zest for life. You can download a free introductory version of the meditation exercise at our website, www.commonsensecounseling.org. Why are you waiting? Download your free meditation at commonsensecounseling.org. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to the Roland Trujillo Show. And haven't I said it all? Haven't I said it all? You can re-listen to this program. Go to kcaaradio.com. Re-listen to it on the podcast there. Or you can go to my website, RolandTrujillo.com or CoachRoland.com. Either of those take you to the same place. Or CommonSenseCounseling.org. And go to CommonSenseCounseling.org or RolandTrujillo.com. The upper right-hand corner, you'll see my blogs. You'll see Spiritual Recovery. Click on Spiritual Recovery. And then when you go there in the sidebar, it'll say, listen to Roland or something like that. There'll be a picture of a microphone. Click on it, and there you can find this program. Now, what do I have to offer? I have several things. First of all, you can see how important it is to become reacquainted with and to find a rapport with this inner light of truth from God. No matter what your problem is, whether it's bitterness, unhappiness, whether it's resentment, hostility, and rage, whether it's haunting memories from the past or post-traumatic stress syndrome or a feeling of emptiness, see, hurt because, you know, your father betrayed you or he wasn't there for you or whatever your spiritual problem is. And then a lot of us see the spiritual problem then leads to mental problems and psychological and physical problems. See, a lot of us, we eat to fill the emptiness. Then we eat too much and then we get heavy, see. Then we struggle with that, see, pridefully. But if you saw the root cause, if you saw that it was that you hated your father, for example, let go of that hatred, see, then you wouldn't have a need to eat too much. You wouldn't have a need to smoke marijuana. You wouldn't have a need for alcohol. A lot of alcoholics are full of rage. See, sometimes begins as anger. It's almost, I could say, a justifiable anger when they're kids. You know, they're rotten parents and rotten neighbors and just injustice and unfairness and lies and deceit and cruelty. See, they don't know how to deal with it, so they turn to alcohol to hide, see, to escape. So we're always escaping, because we don't know how to deal with the truth. But if you can begin to see these truths in the light of the greater truth, see? So when you go out in the world and there you see injustice and unfairness and cruelty and confusion and lies and people exploiting each other and so on, you see that, but now instead of resenting the people, you see it, but you know that you're seeing it in the light of truth. And you know you have this inner light of truth which is showing you. See, you see the injustice in the light of truth. You see that the injustice is wrong. You see that the unfairness is wrong. But instead of now of hating others,
You see it in the light of truth, and you're grateful that the light of truth is there showing you. See how beautiful that is? So if you'd like to get closer to this light of truth, and you should, well, you should try out the meditation that we have. We have a very wonderful meditation. Hello. Some of you have been listening for a while and like where I'm coming from. You recognize the truth and are willing to admit you've made some mistakes. The next step is to make some positive changes in your life. A good place to start is with the meditation exercise. Most of us are too lost in our thinking. We plan, worry, and scheme. Then we act emotionally and usually make things worse. Instead of worrying and scheming, why not spend the time learning to be still and find the wisdom and a proper energy to move with? In other words, why not request our meditation exercise? It will help you get out of fixating on problems and negative thinking. To request a copy of the meditation exercise, write, call, or email us. Or just pay us a visit at commonsensecounseling.org. You'll be glad you did. Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen. Write to me. Write to me, write to me, write to me. Write me a letter. And if you could, some of you who have been listening, send something to help me stay on the air. If you send a gift of $100 or more, then I'll send you a book. I'll send you my book, The Best of Roland, autographed. How's that sound? Because we do need the help. We definitely need the help to stay on the air. Go to my website, CoachRoland.com, and listen to the meditation that we have a version there for free. You can listen for free. It's a very beautiful thing. Could be all you need. Until next time, may God bless.
You have been listening to Roland Trujillo from the Center for Common Sense Counseling. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.commonsensecounseling.org. You'll find lots of free helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is commonsensecounseling.org. If you'd like to communicate by mail, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo. That's ROLANDTRUJILLO. 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. That's 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. Please remember that Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.